This morning, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro announced the death of the country's president, Hugo Chavez. Chavez had been suffering cancer for over 2 years. Christopher Testa investigates what comes next for Venezuela and how the controversial Chavez will be remembered.
The announcement of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez's death brings to an end the 14-year reign of the popular socialist leader. As Venezuelans reflect on the loss of El Comandante, the future of their country remains up in the air. Gabriel Pisani left Venezuela for Australia 8 years ago, and he is fearful about the future of his homeland after Chavez's death.
We're not really sure. The government have, you know, violated the constitution before, so we don't really know what sort of moves they're going to try. I have been on the phone all morning, messages from Venezuela. There's all sorts of rumors about, you know, coups and military making some moves. So, you know, anything could happen right now. Chavez was such a larger-than-life figure, particularly within the government. And now that it's been announced that he's gone, I think, you know, you could say that anything could happen. So it's just the uncertainty that makes me fearful.
Sean Burgess is a Latin American political expert from the Australian National University, and he says the death of Chavez will come as a great shock to many Venezuelans.
Taking a guess, probably say 65% of the country is going to be quite disheartened and upset. Chavez was one of them. Chavez had a very populist, earthy feel. I don't think you actually have an equivalent in Australia that would match it, the extent to which people personally identified with Chavez as their sort of paternal uncle, their comandante, is the phrase that was used. So there's going to be quite a lot of upset about that he's now gone.
Mr. Pisani says Chavez failed to provide the Venezuelan people with enough opportunities and security.
Well, the main reason why I left Venezuela was because of the lack of prospects for me as a mechanical engineer with a university education. I found that there was just no real opportunities for me, and I think that was sort of generalized as well, particularly, you know, amongst the professional young population. I know that right now it's even worse. It's much, much, much worse. My parents, who are in their 70s, just experienced a home invasion just a few weeks ago. Luckily, they were unharmed, but that's normally the exception. People normally get hurt when they get robbed. There's a lot of unsafety and a lot of insecurity, not much prospect for work and for a good lifestyle.
The Venezuelan constitution says an election must be held within the next 30 days, but the political future of the country remains uncertain.
I don't think we can actually predict that. I mean, we're going to see a lot of public hand-wringing and angst and upset over the death of Chavez. He was genuinely loved by many Venezuelans, and there's many reasons to have loved him. But what we will have, hopefully, is the election, and that almost certainly has to happen. And you'll have Enrique Capriles, who came as close as anyone has to defeating Chavez by losing by 10 or 12 points in the last presidential election, will probably go up against Nicolas Maduro, who is Chavez's anointed successor. Maduro will definitely carry on Chavista policies. Capriles has said that he recognized that a lot of what Chavez did was good, but not sustainable. So some of the social programming and the social inclusion, the economic inclusion aspects, we'll see continue. The exact manner in which it's done will depend on who wins the election.
Latin American social activist Jorge Jorquera says regardless of whom takes over, the next leader of Venezuela will not have the same personality cult as Hugo Chavez.
I don't think there'll be any leader immediately as popular, just simply because of what Chavez reflects, which is much bigger than him as a person. I mean, it's the development of a democratic movement within the military. I mean, there's so much that's encapsulated in the example of Chavez, which, you know, certainly won't be replaced immediately by any single individual. And in that sense, I think, you know, the way that politics as such, party politics, will evolve in Venezuela will be probably quite different and not reliant on a single individual anyway.
Sean Burgess says Chavez will be remembered by many Venezuelans as a champion of the poor.
Well, in Venezuela, the legacy is very clearly one of giving rights and opportunities to the poor. He is probably the first person in Venezuelan history to put in really effective social programming. He put in very good literacy programming, very good health programming, and he instituted a process of subsidized food for the poor. But this is a big deal in countries with high poverty rates. It's something that is very positive and has created expectations and conditions that whoever comes into power is going to have to meet and continue.
Mr. Jorquera says Chavez's legacy lies with his spirit as a leader of the Venezuelan people.
The heritage that Chavez leaves behind is sort of less in terms of his words, speeches and writings or anything, and much more in terms of his deeds and actions. And in that respect, I think the courageous sort of heritage of anti-neoliberal struggle that he leaves behind is something that, you know, will be remembered.
Latin American social activist Jorge Jorquera, ending that report by Christopher Testa.